Within the pages of the Bible are the answers to our most pressing needs and the greatest stories ever told. Men, women, and children have learned to go to the Bible to learn from these great people in their lives. Now, this tape tells one of these stories. Most of our stories are taken from the Revised Standard Version of the Bible, unless otherwise indicated. Please listen and then go to your Bible and read to learn more as God speaks to you from His written word.
Frogs in the palace. The Lord, through Moses, had warned Pharaoh about the next plague. Sure enough, one day frogs began coming out of the Nile River. Thousands and millions of frogs came out of the river. They hopped through the doors and windows into all the houses. Frogs jumped into the palace. They came into the bedrooms. The Bible says frogs were even on the king's bed. They were jumping on the people, and frogs were in the kitchens and in the ovens. Frogs jumped into the dough as people were making their bread. What a mess! Frogs were everywhere throughout the land. The people didn't like it. Pharaoh didn't like it. No doubt Pharaoh told his servants to kill them. But the more they killed, the more there seemed to be. Frogs were everywhere. Finally, Pharaoh could stand it no longer. He sent for Moses and Aaron. "Ask your God to take away the frogs from me and my people, and I will let the people go, that they may do sacrifice unto the Lord." "When would you like the frogs to be destroyed?" asked Moses. "Tomorrow," answered Pharaoh. "It shall be as you say," said Moses. Moses promised that the frogs would leave the palace and the people's houses and all the land the next day. The only frogs left would be those in the river. Moses could not do this miracle alone. He believed God would be with him. He prayed to God, and the Lord did according to the word of Moses. The frogs died out of the houses and courtyards and out of the field. The only frogs alive were those in the river. Then the people began to gather up dead frogs. They picked up, swept up, and raked up frogs in houses, yards, and fields. The dead frogs were piled up in heaps. Then the frogs began to smell bad. What a smell! Now that Pharaoh saw the frogs were really dead, he changed his mind. He hardened his heart, the Bible says. He was stubborn again. No, he would not let the people go worship the Lord. Just think, all of these plagues were happening because the Israelite people wanted to worship the Lord. As slaves in Egypt, they could not go to worship when they pleased. We can go to worship any time we want to go. We can worship any place we want to worship. How thankful we are for this freedom.
The message which you have just heard was brought to you by the Church of Christ.